Hello and welcome. If digital detox has ever felt like punishment, you're in the right place. I don't believe in tossing your phone in a drawer. I believe in reclaiming it, your focus, sleep, attention, presence, by building a plan that fits your actual life. After working with hundreds of therapists, coaches, and clients, one thing is clear. You don't install a plan, you build it together. The most effective ones share the same DNA. They're grounded in real data, guided by goals that matter, powered by small but strategic changes, and kept alive through regular check-ins. Think of it as four pillars. Let's walk through them and get you started today. Pillar 1, assessment and self-awareness. This is the quiet superpower. Before limits, folders, or fancy timers, you need a map of your real habits. Which apps eat your time? What triggers the reach, boredom, stress, late-night loneliness? And how does it affect sleep, mood, and focus? Most of us underestimate our screen time by around a quarter. You think it's 2 hours, it's closer to 3. I probably pick up my phone 20 times a day. Then we check, 150 pickups. That gap isn't guilt fuel, it's a roadmap. It shows where to focus. Blend numbers and feelings. Check your screen time, track sleep for a few days. Note moments you feel drained after scrolling or calm after a phone-free walk. You're building a GPS. No judgment, just clarity. Simple start. Before you check your screen time tonight, guess your total. Then look. Don't beat yourself up. Just notice the gap. That tiny jolt of reality often lights the fuse for change. Pillar 2, goals that ignite. Not should goals, real ones you care about. Make them specific, yes. Reduce social by half. Phone out of the bedroom. No scrolling at meals. But make them personal. When a goal aligns with your values, you're pulled forward instead of pushing uphill. One client swore her problem was too much TikTok. The real goal? Protecting the last hour of her day for journaling and rest. Once we named that, limits felt like reclaiming something precious. Find yours. Complete this sentence. If I had better control over my phone use, the one thing that would improve most in my life would be. That's your North Star. We can measure it. Sleep quality, calmer mornings, deeper work, uninterrupted dinner conversations, but more importantly, you'll feel it. Pillar 3, strategic interventions, the behavioral architecture of your day. Stop relying on willpower. Design the path of least resistance. Pick the right tools for you, not the coolest ones. Go back to your map. Which triggers matter most, and what goal are you protecting? Principle, small shifts, big impact. You don't need a total ban to feel human again. Tiny, repeated changes rewire your days. If boredom triggers Instagram, pre-plan a trigger swap. 5 minutes of stretching, a glass of water, a quick walk outside. If late-night scrolling is the nemesis, don't lecture yourself. Move the charger. Put it in the kitchen. Use a simple alarm clock. That single change can shrink bedtime phone time dramatically, often without any willpower. Use focus modes, app limits, and do not disturb as co-pilots. Let family text through if they're sacred. Bury Slack during deep work. Rename folders, mindless for apps that suck you in, rest for the ones that help you unwind. Try the 20-20-20 rule. After about 20 minutes on your phone, look 20 feet away for 20 seconds. It's micro recovery for your eyes and attention. Simple experiment for the week. Pick one friction change, like moving the charger, one focus mode window that protects your most important hour, and one trigger swap for your most common scroll moment. Run it for 7 days. No drama, no perfectionism. Just notice what changes. Pillar 4, the continuous compass. Monitor and iterate. This is the difference between a good week and a lasting shift. Track, learn, adjust. Use data, screen time trends, pickups, bedtime. Use feeling data. Did I feel less frantic? Fall asleep faster? Enjoy dinner more? End of the week, take 5 quiet minutes. What worked? What didn't? Where was friction? Celebrate one win. Maybe you kept your phone off the table 3 nights in a row. That matters. Then make one adjustment, not 5, 1. Move a distracting app off your home screen. Tighten a focus mode. Target the hour that's most chaotic. I worked with someone doing everything right, but sleep wasn't improving. In our check-in, we found the real culprit, work notifications sneaking into the evening. One shift, Slack silent after 7 p.m., phone charging in the hallway, and within 2 weeks, sleep cleared like fog at sunrise. That's iteration. You don't fail, you learn. Every slip is a data point that makes the next version smarter. If you want a ritual, try the Friday 5. 5 minutes, 5 prompts. What felt better? What felt worse? What surprised me? What will I keep? What will I tweak? Then run a 2-week sprint on that tweak. Let's pull it together. Your personalized phone detox has 4 pillars. 1. Map the truth. No judgment, just clarity. 2. Set a goal that pulls you forward. 3. Design small, strategic shifts that make the healthy choice the easy choice. 4. Keep a gentle pulse on progress and adjust like a pilot correcting course. A couple reminders. This isn't about purity. Phones are tools. We're not avoiding them. We're choosing them on purpose. Momentum beats perfection. An 80% plan done consistently will change your life faster than a perfect plan abandoned midweek. Your day one starter pack. Do this tonight. 1. Guess your screen time, then check it. Let the gap inform, not shame you. 2. Finish the sentence. If I had better control over my phone, the one thing that would improve most in my life would be. Write it down. That's your magnet. 3. Choose one small shift aligned with that goal. Move the charger, set one focus mode window, or plan a trigger swap for your toughest moment. 4. Schedule a 5-minute check-in 3 days from now. Not a big meeting, just you, a note, and your attention. You don't need an overhaul. You need a few thoughtful moves, repeated with kindness. I've seen people reclaim evenings, sleep, patience with their kids, deep work, and joy, without quitting their phones or moving to a cabin. You can too. If you want the deeper science, motivation tools, and more examples, it's all in the written guide. But you already have enough to begin. Map, choose, design, refine. If you remember one line from today, make it this. You can't change what you don't truly understand. Start with a no-judgment map of your digital world, then build the life you actually want, one tiny intentional shift at a time. Thanks for listening. Take a breath, pick your first move, and let's begin.